Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
Well, my father was in the military.
That whole year was a transitional experience.
Crossing the Ohio state line and going, I don't like this place.
You spend a year here and then dad gets transferred. So you do a year there and then dad gets transferred and dad goes to Nam.
And so I would sleep for a while and then I'd kind of wake up.
But it was this base and this base and this base.
And so in August, I left on a long trip and I'm still traveling, still traveling.
Welcome to Hitchhiking Off the Map. This is Conrad Bishop.
And Elizabeth Fuller.
And we're still traveling, but right now we're under our friend the five-pronged redwood tree in Sebastopol, California.
And we tell stories about journeys.
Journeys. And today we have two stories. One is a real person, one is a fantasy, but they're both about women who get somewhere. Of course, we deal very, very strongly with significance here, but not necessarily, not all the time. Where did you go this week?
Well, I didn't go very far because there was an awful lot to do. But actually what I enjoyed the most was being nose down in the yard about 6 inches away from the thing. I've been pulling up every blade of grass from the front yard. I don't want to mow ever again in my life. So I've been pulling up all the grass and encouraging the other stuff, which is really fantastic, and say, okay, you be here. No, you're too tall. You're gone. And that's kind of neat.
So we asked some other people, same question. Where'd you go this week?
I've been to work. I have been to the video store. I've walked around the block.
I've actually been traveling down rows of numbers doing end-of-year taxes.
Holman Valley Road.
I went to get my hair done.
I generally scoot about the house.
I've been to work.
Actually, I've been able to walk to the top of my hill.
I've walked up to 20th Street. I've gone to the Shambhala Buddhist Center.
I went to get my hair done.
I generally scoot about the house.
I've been to work.
I had no idea.
In the woods to rescue a raccoon that was up a tree because of the dogs. I said, come on, you silly bastard, I got 5 minutes.
So I found this campsite, and I always get campsites near the toilet so that I don't get killed walking to the toilet, because I always go in the middle of the night.
An island off Vancouver.
And walk down to the parking garage.
Let's see.
I generally scoot about the house because I really don't like wheelchairs, but they're convenient for getting around outside.
I went to a condominium on the top floor in the Rittenhouse Hotel. It was a trip up to a place that I don't aspire to.
It's a bird sanctuary.
Look at birds.
We'd like to see birds.
An island off Vancouver.
But there's more to it than that. Just walking around in nice colors. And
I had no idea how many islands. Hundreds of islands, and it was very beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
So now here's some real down-to-earth talk from an earthy lady whom I really love. This was taped last summer. We caught her in between trips, sitting in front of her bus.
In West Virginia, we have a friend named Elspeth. She's in her 70s. She grew up in Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama. But I don't talk Alabama anymore. My daddy says I sound like a Yankee.
And she drives a bus. She didn't start out as a traveler. As a child,
I was not very adventurous. I didn't go much further than the peach tree in the backyard when I wanted to hide. I took my bottle of pickles, my cheese crackers, my book, and climbed up in the peach tree for whole afternoons at a time.
I asked her, did you expect to live the life you're living?
No, I never imagined this. I felt I would marry the boy next door. Well, actually, he was across the street, my first husband. Have my children, grow old and gray in one place. I didn't know there was anything else to do. My life has been a constant discovery. I guess I'm a risk taker in a lot of ways. Nobody should ever let me have their money. I'm a risk taker in that I'm constantly looking around the next corner for the new experience, and I reach way beyond what would have been accepted by my parents as upper middle class accepted behavior and experience in people. It's always been my way to go beyond that which was accepted and find out the worth and the excitement of those things beyond. I have a little patience with people who say, oh, I envy you that. I walked away from a wealthy marriage in 1971. I took nothing but my clothes. My marriage was stultifying to me. It was not a bad marriage. He's a fine man. But it was deadening, soul deadening to me. And I hear women say, I really hate my marriage. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. And I say, so leave. And they look wide-eyed and say, well, I've got to get the money that I deserve out of this. My second major relationship was to a man 20 years younger than I was. And we had 10 years before he died. And I met the man we now call Nibor, who was Jim Odbert in the science fiction world and an artist. And I saw a place I could help somebody that was beautiful and wonderful build his own dream. And for a while I let that be my dream, and then I, after my neck was broken, I realized that I could not just be a help. I had to step on my own path.
A broken neck isn't the normal preparation for launching a life of travel. She told us of an extraordinary journey that led from a death to a birth to the hospital to the rest of her life. 10 years ago.
It was a long, complicated trip. I left West Virginia to drive to Birmingham to tell my little sister goodbye. And when I got to the hospital, Marcia looked so fragile, almost like there was nothing under the blanket. She had bone marrow cancer, but she was always a round, tubby little girl, and she just looked so fragile. And I told her, you know, driving down here and thinking back over her life and her talents and her accomplishments, I said, I created the legend of the golden child. And she said, I wish I could hear it. And I said, you lived it, honey. You lived it, but you don't know the end. And she said, what is the end? And I took her hand, and I told her, when the golden child had accomplished everything she set out to accomplish, and when she had lived a very full life for not too many years, she became ill and she was in pain. And she called Grandmother Death and said, I would leave this body because it hurts too much. And Grandmother Death said, certainly, child. And she reached down with one hand and pulled the golden child out of her body. And with the other hand, she swept aside the veil between the worlds, and the golden child walked into the beginning. And Marcia was very quiet, and tears ran from under her eyelids. And then she nodded her head and she said, yes, that's it. I got back in the car and drove to Fort Walton Beach, where I was to assist in a birth, possibly. And it's the first and so far only birth I have assisted in. It was glorious and messy and painful and bonding. And it's an experience I've never had before. And I stayed 3 days until the mother's milk came in and I felt she was all right. And then started out for Phoenix, Arizona. I was on the exit ramp when I was rear-ended by a drunk driver. All I remember was it either jumped the guardian rail or something and rolled down an incline 3.5 times. And I sat there a moment and I thought, I'm not dead. There must be a reason for this. Ultimately, I wound up spending 12 weeks in Houston, Texas, with a halo brace screwed into my head as a way of taking care of the broken neck. And I received healing. I was the recipient of a nationwide healing effort. And in 10 weeks, the bone that was broken in my neck had grown back completely. The doctor, who was a freshly hatched bone specialist, he was somewhat offended, I think, when he took the x-rays and came back in and he was shaking them in my face, and he said, you're 60 years old, aren't you? And I said, I'm nearly 61. And he said, 60-year-old bones don't do this. And I said, but doctor, you don't know about my support group. The trip essentially ended there rather than Phoenix. But really, the trip started there, and it's still going on.
For some of us, an accident or an illness is a signal to slow down. But 12 weeks of thinking about it led Elspeth to a different path.
At this point, I spend more of my time traveling the country in my converted school bus named Gwendolyn. Old ladies need two important things, a comfortable bed and a convenient potty. And the bus provides that as well as a lot of other luxuries. And I travel about the country teaching at festivals and doing my own work of getting people to see the ordinary things in life as a part they can work with. But my primary work is on aging. I'm 71 at this point. And I feel that I have found the glory of my life after I was 50. And I hurt to see the stereotype that is promoted, particularly for women. So I spent a lot of time in Gwendolyn. Last year, in the year 2000, I was at home a total of 3 months. I love home, and I love my husband. But I was glad the deer were there to eat all of the fruit from the orchard because nobody else picked it. The lovely part about living on the road, as I do, is you are totally free. You're subject to refilling the gas tank. I've been in Detroit in February living in the bus. She's well insulated. Nibor is creating the bus as a labor of love for me. And he doesn't like to travel. I travel alone for that reason. Living on the road, no one makes demands on you. There is a feeling of being separate, detached, and yet you can stop the bus and take part in anything that people are doing. There's the participation when it is right and the withdrawal.
She travels, she tells stories, she does workshops, she sells her husband's artwork, she listens to people's problems and their lives. She calls it...
My ministry at this point is to be there for primarily younger people than myself. My life experiences, as broad as they have been, I think, gives me some ways to refer. What we call wisdom in old people, I believe, is their sharing of the results of their experience. If that doesn't make us wise, we're in pretty bad shape. I hear young people fresh out of college say, well, I have a job and I took it and it's not exactly what I want, but it has great retirement benefits. 25 years old? Think of retirement. You could have three different lifetimes before you come to retirement. A woman I knew on the arts and crafts circuit did beautiful jewelry and all that kind of thing, and we got to talking one time, and I said, how long have you been a silversmith? She said, this time? I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, I've been on the road with making and selling my silver about 4 years now. And she said, in another 4 years or something, I'll return to my other career. And I said, what is that? And she said, I'm an operating room nurse. Two totally different pieces of life. As an operating room nurse, she was very constrained as to time and behavior and everything. It was high-level stress. As a silversmith, she lived in her blue jeans and shorts. Most of us on the circuit lived in our vans. We'd sit at night around fires. The companionship, it was all a whole different approach to life. She said, I don't spend more than 8 or so years in either career. Who's to say that what meets your needs at 20 will meet your needs at 50? Incidentally, I learned recently that I have lived below poverty level since 1971, way below. I have not starved. I've had a roof over my head. I have pretty clothes. I have sometimes exotic food. I drive secondhand cars. Am I satisfied with less? The money it costs ceases to have meaning. I don't pay any attention to what the standards are out there. The journey is satisfying because it is my choice and because it is constantly an adventure. After my first baby was born, my mother threw away all my shorts and bought me house dresses. That's the kind of thing that I knew is these things are fate. These are your designed program. And you give up and walk away from everything that happened before. And now know you don't. You carry it with you. And it exists somewhere in your person. The child that loved to play in the mud, the child that skated and rode a bicycle is still there. The 16-year-old young woman, I remember my 17th birthday, and I had this gorgeous dress I had made, and it had apple blossoms all over it. It was full of ruffles. I loved ruffles in those days. And that girl first exploring her own adulthood, her own feelings of love, of sexuality, is still there. All of the things I have experienced are still with me. I'm still carrying. It wasn't a journey, ever. But I see it now as the journey. And it's not over. It's not over. Gwendolyn still gets bad gas mileage, but she's willing to go for many more years.
In Sherman, New York, we were talking with our friend Elspeth.
This is Hitchhiking Off the Map.
Most of the friends I talked to, their life is nothing like they'd imagined it would be when somebody said, "What are you going to do when you grow up?" Getting from there to here, though, is stuff of a bestseller.
Visit our website at www.independenteye.org. I is E-Y-E. And send us a story.
I guess perhaps our most memorable quarrels over the decades have had to do with getting unstuck. You know, something really wants to happen, but there's an accident on the freeway, a clog in the drain, something just frozen up.
All those memorable moments, you know them. You feel like you've been running around in a hamster cage and you're doing a lot of work, but nothing's actually moving inside you. And those, I love the stories where something just actually starts to flow.
So we take you now to suburbia. This is Blizzard. Pass the gravy.
Is that my fork?
Use your napkin.
Let's say grace.
It's cold.
What's for dessert?
It's cold in here.
Why can't we ever say grace?
I want a little peace and quiet.
We should plan our vacation.
It's months away.
But still.
Could I have the car tonight?
It's set to snow.
I'll be careful.
You clean up your room?
I've got homework.
Then do it.
I'm eating.
Is something the matter?
Isn't it cold in here?
Nothing the matter.
No, but the family. What's wrong with this whole damn family?
Nothing wrong.
Then smile.
Are there any seconds?
Seconds? Talk about seconds. You want to see something? Look at the magazine. Look at that. Look at those photographs. Those people are starving. People are starving, and you talk about seconds.
Well, okay. Photographs. Well, so do something about it. There's food. Send them the pictures of food.
There's tons of seconds. There's thirds.
I just cleaned up.
Your mom is a great little cook.
I can't take any more.
Why not? There's seconds.
I'm cold. I'm freezing. I'm cold. We're insulated. We've sealed all the cracks, all the packages. They're all sealed. Urethane, polystyrene. You can't get them open. We got it. We brought it all. It's all over the house, and we can't touch it. I'm cold. I'm alone. I've got God knows how long to live. 20 years, 30, 40, and I'm freezing to death.
We'll warm up the coffee.
I think I'm going crazy.
We understand, Mommy. We do.
We do. We really understand, hon. Don't think we don't. We do.
There's stuff all over the floor, in the sink, the closets, piled in the bed. Magazines. They keep coming. I'm trying to read them all, but they keep coming. And the garbage, I shove it in the oven. The fridge is full in the rabbit cage. There's no room for the rabbits. The rabbits are in the crock pot. I made a stew, but they keep on having babies.
We understand.
We do.
I'll warm up the coffee. Excuse me. I'll be right back. I thought we had milk, but we're out. Is there anything else we need?
I have to write a poem for class.
I'll be right back.
Get back before the blizzard.
It has to be about the snow and it has to rhyme.
Don't mind the dishes.
All I can think is, the snow comes floating down, there's drifts all over town. Is that long enough?
I'm off.
Well, go.
I am. I'm getting in the car. I'm starting the car. I'm
Driving to the store.
Let's give Mom a surprise. Let's do the dishes.
I always do the dishes.
Then something special.
After the weather report.
I'm gone.
Cindy? Hi. I can't get the car tonight. Mommy's out in the blizzard. There's a big blizzard started at dinner, and she keeps stalling in the blizzard, and she's flooded, and she has to sit in the car, and she's freezing to death. So anyway, I can't get the car, so maybe call Chuck. I think she's just feeling sorry for herself.
Hi, Stan. Listen, we're not going to be able to make it tonight. Nellie's not feeling well. She's getting colder all day, and she's really like ice. She keeps stalling, so we'd better stay home tonight.
Hon, oh, this is ridiculous. Damned automatic choke. Automatically you choke. People die. Come on, Nellie, you're in your own neighborhood. People don't die. They send lots of tow trucks out with hooks.
Where's Mom?
If she has trouble, she'll call.
It's over an hour.
Let it snow, let it snow.
That's a good line. Let it snow.
I could burn something. No matches. Why the hell did I stop smoking? 'Cause I never had a match. I need some good advice. Watch what successful people do and do it. Develop originality and be unique. Be as unique as everyone else. Take some money and buy something. Just buy something gives you some kind of feeling that you've just bought something. Because you can drink a cola that contains no cola. It has the tang. Not the taste, the tang. The tang has no calories. The tang has no fingerprints.
This is life.
I want to know what's going on. Do they just make up all the news? If it happens through a window, is it really there? When people speak foreign languages, are they really talking? Is there anybody else out there? Anywhere?
Right here.
Here, Mom.
We're sitting right at the table.
Listen.
What?
You hear me?
Not a word.
Answer it. Answer the phone. It's me. Listen to me.
You'd think she'd call.
You'd think.
How long ago did she leave?
1983.
Should we go out and look or what?
I don't know. I'd feel stupid running around the block looking for my own wife when maybe she's sitting right there.
I'll draw a picture of a car.
Yeah, me too. A big car with a snowplow. That should do it.
I'll take my ad out of the paper. Get out of the classifieds, because last time I advertised, help wanted. I wanted help, and they buried me. Big letters. Front page. Headlines. Help. 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 It works.
What happened?
I got declassified.
Mom, where were you?
Where the hell have you been?
In the freezer, on ice.
What got you out?
The sound effects. I want a garage sale. Get rid of stuff. All the trash.
What do you mean trash?
All this great garbage?
Out. Out of our heads, out of the closets, out of the veins, the guts, the grit in the eyes.
We'd need a snowplow.
Grenades.
Use a shovel.
Use a scraper.
Use your head.
Here's buttons without a shirt.
Here's moldy fruit.
Dead batteries.
Vows of revenge.
Old assignments.
Magazines I never read.
Lies I plan to tell my children.
Words I didn't really have to say.
A feeling of not doing what I should be doing.
An empty half of the bed.
Yucky wallpaper.
Half-finished needlepoint project.
20 pounds.
Bitterness and anxiety.
Debts.
Memories that freeze. What do we do with all the closet space?
The extra time.
The silence.
Have my own business.
Live in Sweden.
Have a baby.
30-year-old redhead.
Have a vacation where I don't have to visit relatives.
A loving, real, close circle of friends.
See my son turn into a civilized human being.
Live another 5 years.
Make anybody's life better.
Nirvana.
Grandchildren.
Catch a world record largemouth bass.
Fly like Superman.
2 weeks doing nothing.
A trampoline.
Love.
Loving.
Love.
Joining us in Blizzard was Camilla Shade, and the engineer was John Ewell.
Okay, we'll go up with some travel advisories, which are unsolicited. Elko, Nevada's best espresso shop is Cowboy Joe's. You got one?
Sure. In Erie, Pennsylvania, watch for the billboard advertising bizarro used cars.
This is a production of The Independent Eye. For CDs of our shows or to contribute stories, visit our website, once again, www.independenteye.org. And we'll send you word on the Hitchhikers Guild, supporting this show along with funds from the National Endowment for the Arts. This is Conrad Bishop.
And Elizabeth Fuller, offering the thought that at a time when I think they've mapped every piece of gum on the sidewalk on Earth, nevertheless, there are still some places that are unexplored. So, enjoy.
I grew up as the little girl who was always wrong. And only in my 40s did I begin to hear from other people and to feel myself, sometimes I'm right.